Wish me luck. I'm going into Mike's office with an idea, and I'm coming out with my own column.
I really admire your determination, Sabrina. I mean, who else could go in there with such a positive attitude, knowing that Mike has shot down every intern who's ever tried to write for the paper?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I just made that up. Funny joke, huh?
Yeah, undermining my confidence at the pivotal point in my career. A laugh riot.
Wait, let me rephrase that. Good luck, you're gonna knock him dead.
Much better.
Well, have a seat. Yeah. No. I'm just finishing up with Anna Quinlan.
Oh, my God, Anna Quinlan.
Look, Quinlan, I don't care how many Pulitzers you've won. Your piece on antidepressants was, frankly, a downer. And it wouldn't hurt to reacquaint yourself with punctuation. So, Spellman, what do you want?
Oh, nothing. I just, you know, was thinking about ordering a new swivel chair for my house, and this one seems very swivelly. Gotta go.
Wait a minute. You got a folder in your hand that says Ideas for Mike.
Oh, well, I kind of had an idea for a column.
Well, why don't you kind of spit it out?
Okay, well, the Boston area has more than 30 college campuses. I mean, they're all over the place, like Starbucks and Regis Philbin. I just thought there might be a huge audience for a column about college students and the issues they face.
Go on.
Well, for example, college life is very stressful.
You want stressful? Take a look at my last angiogram. What's your angle?
Most students are up to their necks in loans. But how can they have time to study when they have to take menial jobs just to stay afloat?
So, sacrificing their future just to survive in the present. That's very good.
You think so?
Yeah. So did the New York Times Magazine section. They ran a piece on it 6 months ago.
Oh, well, what about any of these topics?
Tell you what, I like them all. Unfortunately, I've also read them all. But this proves that you have good instincts, Sabrina. Now, I want you to keep at it, okay? I'm sure you're gonna come up with something.
You're right. Thanks. Oh, I've got it. College students. Give them a second chance and they'll come up with something.
Keep thinking.
College students, they keep thinking. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two. Knit one, purl two, pick a bale of cotton. Knit one, purl two, pick a bale of hay.
What do you think you're doing?
Knitting and singing folk songs. Quite well, I might add. Oh, my new hobby is so relaxing.
Maybe for you, but I'm trying to concentrate on expanding my intellectual horizons.
There once was a witch from Helsinki. Who did what with her pinky? Salem, who's sending you this garbage?
Nasty girl at theslammer.org.
Me.
Oh, I wish this airhead nasty girl would stop sending me these stupid limericks.
At least you get limericks. I get letters condemning me to hell if I don't reply immediately. Never give your email address to your mother.
I am so close to getting my own column for the newspaper, I don't have time to deal with this. Dear Airhead, stop harassing me with your annoying emails. They're nothing but mindless garbage.
Could you forward that to my mother?
Miles, I need a hook. Say I was writing an insightful, sophisticated article on sex. What would a good angle be?
Why I'm not having any?
Say the story was about stress.
Why I'm the poster boy for stress.
Suppose the story wasn't about you.
Then you're on your own.
Airhead? Mindless garbage? I may be an evil twin, but I still have feelings. Let's see, I could turn the other cheek, forgive and forget, or ruin Sabrina's life by emailing her a nasty computer virus. Huh. We'll see who's the airhead now.
Email.
Apologies from Nasty Girl. Good. I guess whoever it is got the message. Whoa, what was that?
Oh my God, that was like so weird.
They say ignorance is bliss. Sabrina, you're about to be very, very happy.
Spellman, you're not gonna believe what I just heard. Adams is thinking about cutting scholarships by 25%.
Whatever. Hey, what do you think if I highlighted my eyebrows?
Maybe you didn't hear me. This is something that could affect my entire future.
Oh, and the color of my eyebrows doesn't affect mine? I mean, if I go even one shade too dark, it could, like, totally trash all the work I've done with my hair.
What's going on with you? Did all your brains fall out of your head?
Oh, no, I don't see any brains. Oh! Although I did find a nickel. Woohoo! Here, you can put that towards your college fund.
Thanks. Now all I need is 20,000 more.
Oh, well, I'll keep looking.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me.
Hilda, shouldn't you be carrying yourself to work?
I'll leave right after I finish this row. So far, I've made two scarves, a throw rug, and, well, whatever this thing is.
Why, Grandma, what big eyes you have.
Better to see how ridiculous you look.
Hilda's new obsession is doing wonders for my wardrobe. How's my tube top coming?
On it.
Sabrina.
Oh, hi, Mikey.
Mikey?
Yeah, it's a fun nickname for Mike.
Yeah, I got that. You get a chance to sharpen up those ideas you were working on?
Actually, I've been working on sharpening my nails.
Mm-hmm. Well, come join us at the conference table. I think you'll find my staff is a little better at the whole give the new kid a break thing.
Oh, well, I don't need a break yet, but maybe after the meeting. Hi, Joshy.
Joshy?
Yeah, it's a fun nickname for Josh.
You're catching on.
Folks, you all know Sabrina, our intern. She's got some ideas she wants to run by us. Be nice, or you may find something weird turning up in your coffee. So, college students and their experiences. What are some of these ideas you want to write about?
Okie dokie. Well, my first idea is guys.
What about guys?
Well, where are all the cute guys on campus? I mean, it seems like there are tons of girls who really want a cute boyfriend, but there aren't enough to go around.
I think Sabrina's just having fun with us. Come on, tell them about the story you want to write on campus security.
Oh, campus security is a big problem.
How so?
Well, I know this girl, Pam, who's like so insecure, and it's crazy because she has like totally great hair. It's the color of my eyebrows.
I'm sorry, what's the story about?
Well, if Pam was more secure, she could probably get herself a cute guy. Should I start writing now?
Not just yet, no.
Okie dokie. Proud of me?
Are you kidding? You just made a fool of yourself, and you made a fool of me. Sabrina, I went out on a limb to get you this job.
Because I'm your girlfriend.
What is wrong with you? And am I crazy, or is there wind coming through your ears?
Oh, better than from someplace else. I made it funny.
Knock it off? This was your big shot, and you blew it. Now they're never going to want you as a writer. You'll be lucky if they keep you as an intern.
Joshy, why are you being such a grump? I mean, maybe they like the stuff I said.
They hated it, all right? I hated it.
Well, I happen to think I said some really cool stuff. And if you don't think it's cool, then maybe I don't think you're cool. And if you're not cool, then maybe I don't want to be with you.
Are you breaking up with me?
Okay, sure, we're broken up, whatever. Hey, how do you think I'd look with bangs?
I don't care how you'd look with bangs.
That is so insensitive. No wonder we broke up. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. Oh, Sabrina, Josh just stopped by. He's really worried about you. He said something about you going, what was it? Oh, yeah, insane. Ooh, Neiman's.
Josh said you broke up with him.
Is he still going on about that? That was hours ago.
I love your boots.
And I love your blouse.
Thanks. It was either tiger print or zebra. Harvey liked me better in the tiger.
Harvey, I never knew you liked tiger. You know who I like? Tiger Woods. He's so cute. I wonder if he heard that Josh and I broke up. I should call him.
Sabrina, are you all right? You don't seem like yourself.
I know. Isn't it great?
You know, Morgan, now that I think about it, everyone is wearing tiger this year. It's a hot seller at Walmart.
Walmart? Excuse me. I've got a large animal print to return.
I love Walmart and Kmart. All the marts. Hey, let's go shopping.
We're not going anywhere. I just made up that stuff so Morgan would leave.
Oh, I get it. No, I don't.
Sabrina, I'm no expert on magic, but it looks to me like you're under a spell.
Spell?
You're a witch, remember?
Oh my gosh, you're right! Hey, I never have to go shopping again. Do you want a car or something?
Sabrina, I think we need to go for a little drive.
Okay, then. Car it is. I feel like a Porsche.
But I don't drive a stick.
You do now.
Oh, good Lord. Hilda. Hilda, we need to talk.
I'm right here.
This has gone far enough. I demand that you stop. On behalf of sheep everywhere.
What are you getting so worked up about?
Your new hobby has become a pathology. You are addicted to knitting.
Sally, I knit because it relaxes me. I can stop anytime I want to.
Look at you. You are knitting alone. You're hiding balls of yarn under yarn cozies. You've knitted yourself into a woolen pod. You are a knit-aholic, a knitfomaniac, a nitwit.
Nitwit? That's cute. I'm gonna knit that on a pillow.
Hi!
Sabrina? Harvey, what brings you here?
Harvey's new car, it's awesome.
I think Sabrina's under some kind of spell. She's acting really weird.
Define weird.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Sabrina, dear, put your finger on your nose, balance on one foot, and say ah.
Ah!
Interesting.
Oh, and Zelda, this game is fun. Okay, touch your elbow, put your leg behind your neck, and say wee!
Harvey, I think she may have some sort of airhead virus. Hilda, what do you think? Hilda, what do you think?
I'm sorry. I was knitting. Oh, is it hot in here or is it just me?
Hilda, that's it. I'm taking away your needles.
Hey!
Your niece is in trouble and needs your help. Harvey, on the count of three, pull. One, two, three!
Whoa! Guess I can skip spinning class.
Just as I feared.
What is it?
Serena's head is completely empty. That airhead virus must have drained her of all her substance.
Oh, this cross breeze is so refreshing.
Sabrina, have you opened any unusual emails lately?
No, not really. Oh, although there was this one about a witch from Helsinki who did the strangest thing with her pinky. I didn't really understand it.
I didn't get it at first either, but here's how I see it.
Hilda, that email was from the slammer.org, the other realm prison.
Why would someone in another realm prison want to hurt Sabrina? Who would be so evil?
There once was a witch from East Venus.
Katrina, you evil thing.
Thank you.
How could you turn my niece into an idiot?
I just hit enter. It was a snap.
You're not going to get away with this.
Oh, yeah? And who's going to stop me?
The smartest and, according to many, most beautiful witch in any realm. Somebody asking for me? Jezebelda, I thought you would have worked your way up to solitary by now. Stick around a while longer. You'll be the reason I get there. I'd love to trade threats, but I'm here on urgent business. Katrina, I need the antidote for that airhead virus.
So that's the problem. You do seem a little more dumber than last time.
I am not more dumber. Sabrina's more dumber. And there's no such thing as more dumber.
Well, guess what, Brainiac? There is no antidote. Looks like you came all this way for nothing, unless you want to stay for lunch. It's Taco Thursday.
There's only one way to give Sabrina back her substance.
Don't tell her.
I won't. Unless she should happen to zap me some of my very favorite Mary Kay products. I'd just kill for some lip liner.
You already did.
I hate bribes, but this is an emergency.
Oh, my favorite Tallahassee taupe.
You wouldn't betray me. Evil twins stick together.
They don't. They sell each other out in a heartbeat.
If Sabrina wants to get back her substance, she has to relearn all of life's lessons. And she has to do it by daybreak tomorrow, or she'll be a pea brain the rest of her born days.
You cheap tramp.
Not anymore. I got me my Mary Kay spring sampler. And I got me my antidote.
I've got to get me out of here while my IQ still has three digits. Well, actually four.
This scarf will come in handy someday.
Okay, I've got the antidote, but we have a lot of work to do. First, get that scarf out of Sabrina's head. Second, we have to play a little game.
Oh, like the other game where I stand on one foot and touch my nose?
No. This game is called, we put everything you used to know back into your head, and you commit it to memory, and then apply it to every waking moment of your daily life.
Cool. Can't we play Kerplunk?
Oh, I love Kerplunk.
Kerplunk.
That is not how you play.
Sabrina, in order to be a person of substance, one must exercise rational thought, but never at the expense of human emotion.
Do I get to, like, buy railroads or something?
Maybe we should start with something simple. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Come on. To ensure that our democracy functions properly, we need a system of checks and...
credit cards.
Checks and balances.
Hey, is that how they came up with the expression balancing your checkbook?
No. She's not even under a spell. Now, where were we?
Talking about the government and our system of checks and balances.
Wow. Something actually made it through.
Excellent. It's time to seize the moment.
But first, we eat. Dibs on the egg salad.
Morgan, I don't get it. It's like Sabrina's a completely different person.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Hey, I like the Sabrina I knew.
Well, maybe the Sabrina you knew wasn't the real Sabrina. Maybe she needed time to get comfortable with you before showing her true self.
Yeah, but how does a person suddenly go from being intelligent and thoughtful to being a total airhead?
She's not an airhead. She's just embracing the material things in life, which strikes me as very healthy.
So you're saying the real Sabrina is just like you?
Just like me. Anything else I can get for you?
A bucket?
The Mesozoic era was...
the third era of geological time, including the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods.
Excellent.
The early bird?
Catches the worm? Chili today?
Hot tamale. Sabrina, I think you've got your substance back. Now you just have to be able to use it to get your life in order. How are you feeling, honey?
Everything's starting to make sense again. Except for one thing. Why is Salem wearing a tube top?
It provides support where I need it most.
Hey, thanks for figuring out there was something wrong and knowing where to take me. I owe you one.
How about zapping me back my old car? I don't want Morgan to like me for my Turbo Carrera.
No problem. Here, your 86 Toyota Corolla.
Think you could pop out the dent?
You got it. Hey, Josh, I'm glad you're here. I'm sure you've been wondering what's going on with me.
Me. You know, Morgan's right. You are turning into her.
Josh!
Hey, lover boy. We're getting started, front and center.
How about a piece on vermin in restaurants?
I don't know. You see, one man's vermin is another man's stir fry. What else we got?
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have an idea for a story.
I don't know how you could top guys and thighs.
Look, I want to apologize for my behavior yesterday. I had a really weird virus that, for some reason, made me act like a total airhead. And who would want to publish stories written by an airhead?
We wouldn't.
And you shouldn't. I just want you to know that the person you saw yesterday wasn't the real me. I take my job very seriously, and I appreciate the opportunity to be around professionals like you, even if it's just to get your coffee.
Very well spoken. I'll tell you what, if you can write half as well as you can apologize, there may be hope for you yet. Now, what's this idea you have?
Well, it's not exactly a college article, but it's something that's been on my mind. The three branches of government. Is our system of checks and balances really working?
I love that. And if U.S. News hadn't just done it, I'm sure yours would have been much better.
I gotta get myself to a magazine rack.
Hey. That was quite a little speech you made to the staff.
Oh, well, I was hoping one specific staff member would find it in his heart to forgive me.
Yeah, Mike said you're back on his A-list.
You know what I mean.
Well, you do seem to be over your princess phase.
Josh, I'm sorry I was so stupid. I never meant to break up with you.
Yeah, well, I guess everybody does stupid things now and then. Did I ever tell you about the time I ordered sushi at a truck stop?
I was with you. I drove you to the emergency room.
Yeah, real crab my eye.
Josh, can we forget about the fish? I think you're about to forgive me.
I do forgive you. But please, promise me if you ever get one of these weird viruses again, you'll call in sick?
I promise.
Oh, one other thing. Never, ever call me Joshy.
That could be a deal breaker. Or not.
Well, needlepoint has really helped me kick my knitting habit. I don't miss it at all.
I, on the other hand, am still owed a codpiece.
And I'm back to getting flooded with annoying emails. But from now on, I'm not going to respond.
It's a good idea. You never know when there might be an evil twin on the other end.
That's one thing mortals don't have to deal with.
On the other hand, they can't make pudding on command.
And they can't use magic to teach their evil twins a lesson. I just sent Katrina a kill them with kindness spell. Jezebelda, you're the smart one. You're the beautiful one.
Ah, you are too kind.
I know. I'll get you for this, Sabrina.